right?
Which Kylie Jenner turned 18 last week. It was later in the week last week. All of a sudden, now she's being flooded with offers to do adult films. And the best offer she got, Vivid Entertainment, offered her $10 million.
That's insane, isn't it?
Is there, would you, if somebody offered you $10 million to do an adult film?
Yeah. Would it be with a choice of partner, or would you?
It does. Don't $10 million to do an adult film.
Yeah, because it's $10 million.
What if it was $10 million to do an adult film with a dude?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh my God! You want slamming around for a little bit with a guy for $10 million?
No.
You're insane.
No. Why is that insane? You just.
Because it's $10 million, but what? Yeah, you're not even going to make that your entire life.
But you've still got to be into it to do a porn movie. You have to, don't you? You can't just. I mean, I know there's an element of faking in there, but you've still.
That's a really good discussion because it's different for guys than girls.
Yeah.
Because girls, you can fake it, and you don't need to physically react.
Yeah,
you don't need to have a physical reaction in order to be active in the movie.
But you've got to be into it, like, you know.
For a guy, you do have to be into it. So you have to, like, do you have to be attracted to guys for that?
Yeah.
$10 million. How much would it take you to, is there a line that they could pay you enough? $50 million to do a movie with a dude.
$50 million. Mm. Yeah, you'd probably suck it up for $50 million, literally, wouldn't you?
That's a great choice of words.
So what about you? $10 million?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ten, it doesn't matter who you throw in there. Guy, girl, $10 million sold.
Yeah. Would it make you think any differently, like, say Clark Kent, for argument's sake? Like, if you all of a sudden found out that he was some secret gay porn star, would that make you look at him differently? I'm just throwing it out there.
It would make sense. I'm like, why, that's why you wanted me to do deep voice?
Clark? Yeah.
That's why you like HGTV so much. But you know what I mean?
I'll be getting a text about this. Let's move on.
But he's one of those things. Like, how would you feel?
It would. I went to high school with this guy who was in gay porn, and it was supposed to be a big secret, but we all knew about it. So then that happened in his late teens, early 20s. Years later, a few years ago, figure mid to late 20s, we're at a Halloween party, and guys wrestle. Straight guys do the most gayest
things.
They do the gayest things. So he starts wrestling with another guy, and I'm looking around like, nobody's going to make fun of this?
But isn't it funny, though? Because as a guy, like, if a girl finds out a guy's done a ton of gay porn, I would think most girls are like, yeah. But if a guy...
It would make me question a guy if they were just strictly straight, because you can't be.
But if it was the other way around and a guy finds out a girl's done a lot of, like, girl-on-girl porn, they're like, oh, yeah.
Guys...
It's so different, isn't it?
Guys only see that as a challenge. They don't see it as, oh, she's not into me. They go, oh, she's into me and chicks. And that could not be the case.
Isn't it funny how that is just so different?
Is there a minimal? So you said yes to 50, but you said no to $10 million for guys. So say $15 million.
No, 50 would be my bottom line.
50 is your minimum?
Yep.
50 is the bottom to get bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, because then you're one and done, and then you're set for life, really, when you think about it.
$10 million.
I mean, $10 million would probably set you up, but 50, you don't have to worry about anything ever again, really. Not if you were smart about it.
Yeah.
You could rely on that 50 for the rest of your life.